Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. God of wonder, as we hear your word for us today, fill us with your bold vision. Help us hear your holy invitation and ignite within us a passion to live your truth and follow your way. Our first scripture lesson this morning is from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. You can follow in the Pew Bible in the New Testament on page 211. Now Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel in the power of God, who saved us and called us within a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. And this grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Our second reading is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer according concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come, and it will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faithfulness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ra'al-Ula, Bulus, Rasul Yesu al-Masih bi-Mashiyat Allah, li-ajli wa'ad al-hayah, al-lati fi Yesu al-Masih, ila Timotheus, al-Ibn al-Habib, na'matun wa rahmatun wa salamun min Allah al-Ab, wal-Masih Yesu Rabbina, إني أشكر الله الذي أعبده من أجدادي بضمير طاهر كما أذكرك بلا انقطاع في طلباتي ليلا ونهارا مشتاقا أن أراك ذاكرا دموعك لكي أمتلئ فرحا إذ أتذكر الإيمان العظيم الرياء الذي فيك الذي سكن أولا في جدتك لوئيس وأمك أفنيكي ولكني موقن أنه قيلت أيضا فلهذا السبب أذكرك أن تضرم أيضا موهبة الله التي فيك بوضع يدي، لأن الله لم يعطنا روح الفشل بل روح القوة والمحبة والنصر. فلا تخجل بشهادة ربنا ولا بي أنا أسيره، بل اشترك في احتمال المشقات لأجل الإنجيل بحسب قوة الله الذي خلصنا ودعانا دعوة مقدسة. لا بمقتضى أعمالنا بل بمقتضى القصد والنعمة التي أعطيت لنا في المسيح يسوع قبل الأزمنة الأزلية، وإنما أظهرت الآن بظهور مخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي أبطل الموت وأنار الحياة والخلود. رسالة حبقوق: على مرصدي أقف وعلى الحصن أنتصب وأراقب لأرى ماذا يقول لي وماذا أجب عن شكواي. فأجابني الرب قال: أكتب الرؤيا وانقشها على الألواح لكي يرقد قارئوها، لأن الرؤيا بحد إلى الميعاد وفي النهاية تتكلم ولا تكذب. إن ثوابت الله لأنها ستأتي إثباتا ولا تتفاخر. هو ذا منفخة غير مستقيمة نفسه فيه، والبار وإيمانه يحيا. وحقا إن الخمر غادره. آمين.
Kri rangat ral kap ka fapa nang chu kri ji su thon kan pe zomok nak le ka chou mi jang fa nak rong het khau in umo ka kan ding churwanga pathiani hrilmi minung pol chu kri ji su hnen in arami rundam nak an nga I kum khwa su loi nak an chou nak dinga harsat nak mua mua an chou nak dinga harsat nak mua mua kan tua rasi hi athoi lam thua ama ye tongkam ama thon kan thia chun anung khal ama thon kan nung tlang ding harsatna kan tor thaya chun ama thon kan tlang ding ama kan hong asile ani khalin in hong ve ding rin tlak kan si mana ani in rin tlak asring ring zianga tile ama in ama le ama a elok thailo Habakkuk over sa khan chi hnit ange tikani le Habakkuk tumpi pakhat atumpi panhi fate pakhat isimpali kan ral ven nak in sanga kan hongkai dingi boipa in kan tong ding mi jiang vek in sim ding ti le phunjai nak kha jiang tin in som ding ti kan hak ding nang ngan felo jianga ti le akim tika asiri lao asinan chui tik chu zamrang in ara theng dingi kalo mu mi cho akim ngai ngai ding akim nak tik chu atlai vek abang ding nan thin sau in ha ko akim teng teng ding atik chu atlai non lo ding pathian tong kam kan share mi kan zate tuna pathian therin sa sona pe kram se amen.
The prophet Habakkuk planted himself at a watch post to wait and see how God would answer him. When he had seen the violence that God's people were experiencing at the hands of their enemies, he had challenged God, "Will you not save us?" To Habakkuk, it seemed like God was sleeping on the job or just plain ignoring the destruction that was tormenting Israel. But God showed up when Habakkuk called. God showed up and God answered, "You write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it." In other words, make it big enough and simple enough that someone bolting down the road will be able to read it and remember it. I imagine that Habakkuk was immediately ready to take notes at that moment. What would this vision from God be? But God didn't do it that way. Instead, God says there is still a vision for this present moment. No one needs a new vision. God's one vision hasn't changed. It's the vision, the bold vision that has been true from the beginning of time. God is present. God is love. And God's love is for all. When the universe was created out of nothing, God was there. When God's people were slaves in Egypt, in love, God set them free. When the hungry needed food, the grumblers and the ones with praise on their lips alike, God gave manna to all. When a stranger was living among God's people, God commanded them to care for their neighbors, to show them God's love. This is the vision. In times of desperation and destruction, in times of division and hatred, it is God's vision for us, and it is the vision we are called to make plain to the world, to hold up big enough so that it can be seen by those who are rushing around, wondering if God is even here anyway. What I wonder is that maybe we are meant not just to hold the signs, but to be the signs. What if what we do and what we say and how we live as individual followers of Jesus, but also as a church that bears his name and claims his mission, what if we are meant to be the demonstration of God's vision that makes it clear to the world that God is present, that God is love, and that God's love is for all? It's an exciting prospect, but it's also a bit daunting, if I am honest. If we say in our church mission statement, we are an imperfect people, but we also say that we are striving to live God's love in the way of Jesus Christ. So where do we do this well? Where do we faithfully follow God's call to demonstrate God's love in the world? Well, I think one place we do it is in this very service of worship. In this time when we worship in multiple languages with different styles of music, when we do it, we show the world that the things that often divide people are less powerful than the love and the unity of God who we know in Jesus Christ. I think we do it as a church when we pray for each other and care for each other and the world around us. As Paul reassured Timothy, we are bound together in our prayers that celebrate milestones or hold before God those who are grieving or suffering. We do it. We make God's vision present and plain to the world when we are attentive to each other's lives and worries and needs. How else are we a people who show God's vision to the world? Well, my colleagues, Mufid Khoury and Abraham Tsang, are going to share their own word for us today, their own understanding of how we here at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown are and can be carriers of God's vision into the world. Mufid.
Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, our God, our rock, and our salvation. Amen. Who are we? I am sure that you all hear a strange language when you pass by the chapel every Sunday and ask yourself, who are they? What are they doing here? Well, let me try to answer some of your curiosity. In the book of Acts, Luke says that in Antioch we were first called Christians. The residents of Antioch used to give names to all those who come to live among them. They heard these people talk about Christ, pray to Christ before and after their meals. So they decided to call them Christians. Ever since then, the name stuck to us. Antioch is part of Syria, which is commonly known as the Fertile Crescent. From Antioch, the new faith was exported to the whole world. Antioch became then the center of the world. So, we are the descendants of the first Christians of Antioch. We kept the faith for you. We carried the faith. We introduced the faith to your ancestors. We put our lives in danger in order to keep Christianity alive. Fast forward 2,000 years. The Presbyterian Church established a mission to Lebanon and built schools, churches, orphanages, and topped it all with the greatest institution in the East, namely the American University of Beirut. So a lot of people converted to the new sect and became Presbyterians. So now we are here, praying in a different language, but have the same faith. Finally, let me remind you again, we were all called Christians in Antioch, Syria. Amen. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
First of all, I would like to always said, and I would like to continue saying today, I'm blessed to be a part of this First Presbyterian Church, not only myself, of our congregation as well, Burmese congregation as well. So brother and sister, today I want to speak to you on the theme of vision. In the time of the prophet Habakkuk, Judah was surrounded by injustice, violence, and fear. Habakkuk stood on his watch over and cried out to God, and the Lord answered, "Write a vision, make it plain on the tablets, so he may run who read it. For the vision awaits his appointed time, but the righteous shall live by his faith." Many years later, Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy, a young pastor facing challenge and opposition. Paul said, "God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." He urged Timothy to guide the gospel with faith and courage. From Habakkuk to Paul, God's message is the same. His vision has not changed. God is present, God is love, and God's love is for all people. Let us reflect the 3 points about God's vision for us and His church today. God's vision is rooted in His present. Habakkuk stood in silence and wait on God to speak. Paul reminded Timothy that this challenging came from the promise of life in Christ Jesus. The starting point of vision is not human wisdom, strategy, or building. It begins with God Himself. Without His presence, there is no true vision. With Him, there is a direction and hope. So as a church, we must seek God's presence first through prayer, worship, and faith, and our vision must be centered in Christ, not ourselves. God's vision is plain and bold. God told Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain. Paul told Timothy, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. God's wisdom is simple but powerful. God is here. God is love, and His love is for all. This is not a complicated message. It is a plain, but it takes boldness to live it out in our broken world. Our church must be clear and bold in proclaiming the vision through our preaching, our act of love, and our witness in the community. At the last point, God's vision calls for faithful endurance. God told Habakkuk, it seems slow, wait for it, it will surely come. Paul declared, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able. God's vision is not fulfilled overnight. It's called us to work by faith, not by sight. It's called us to preserve even when its time are hurt, because God's promise never fail. Our church is called to be patient, courageous, and faithful, enduring in our love and hope until the fullness of God's vision is revealed. Beloved sister and brother, God's bold vision has not changed from the beginning of time. His presence, He is love. His love is for all people. So let us as a church rooted our vision in God's presence. Proclaim it with boldness and live it out with faithful endurance. In this way, we embody God's vision in the world, walking in the way of Jesus until His glory fills the earth. Amen.
Friends, God calls the church together, the followers of Jesus, to be bearers of God's bold vision. God is present, God is love, and God's love is for all people. It's really that simple, that plain, but also that beautiful. And it is our call to walk faithfully in the way of Jesus, that we may embody God's bold vision in and for the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.